Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you back with us. This is going to be an amazing half hour. You're going to enjoy this. We're going to welcome back Marilyn Redmond. Marilyn has been with us before. She's done television with us. She's done a lot. She's a remarkable lady who has an amazing career of things that she has done. I think she's probably best described as a healer. Her life mission is focused on restoring the planet, mind, body, and spirit, and her incredible work as an ordained minister, a spiritual counselor, and past life regressionist and therapist and teacher has led her on many paths to help her clients. She is also, by the way, a psychic medium who channels ascended masters, archangels, and our loved ones who have passed over to the other side. And that gives a lot of people incredible comfort and assurance. In addition to those things, she is a remarkable author who has written many books. And we're going to be talking about some of the books today. She's been our guest before. And let's go through a little bit of her life. We'll bring her back on. I mean, I can describe her many, many times, but let's bring Marilyn on the mic with us. She's based out in Edgewood, Washington. Marilyn, welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. How are you? Nice to have you here.
Well, I'm so glad to be here, and thank you for having me on again. I appreciate that.
You know, of all the things you do, you know, you give lectures at events, you have counseling services, you focus on domestic violence with people and counseling them. Education is something very important to you, and of course, your work as a psychic medium, which I find totally amazing. Which of those things do you feel most comfortable doing, or is it that way with you in every one of these areas of interest that you have?
Well, it's interesting how they've all come into a balance. It seems like when I do the next right indicated thing, it's one of those items I just go ahead and follow through with, so to speak, my inner direction, which is my intuition. And it tends to fall together so that it's all kind of grouped into this is the next thing to do, and I just follow through with it. And they vary. Every time, you know, I do my meditations in the morning, and I get my directions and guidance for the day, and whatever seems to be popping in, that's what I take care of. And sometimes it's one thing or the other, so I just go ahead and follow through.
So people can best contact you through your website, right? Is that where they get in touch with you to arrange meetings and counseling if they want readings and things like that with you? I would assume best way.
Yeah, they can reach me through my website, or my email is angelicasgifts6@outlook.com. So either of those two ways are going to work to get a hold of me.
Do me a favor, Angelica's Gifts, where did that name come from? It's described as shining light into dark spaces. Explain that for me.
Angelica is my main angel. The first time I had an experience that all my angels showed up was when I went off the cliff at the Grand Canyon, and all of a sudden I heard, or rather felt, six pairs of hands take the car, slowly turn us upside down, so we were like slow motion in a movie camera, and land us very safely on a ledge below the edge of the Grand Canyon about 40 feet down. And that's the first time I was aware that I had six angels in my life, and she's the main one. She's the chief or the boss, you might say. Other angels come in and give me gifts and answers and help me through all my work. But she's the main angel between her and Archangel Michael, who was also one of those six angels that saved us off that cliff, are the ones that are basically helping me through my work.
You know, Marilyn, that's quite a statement you just made. People who haven't heard you before or don't know anything about you, Really, explain briefly you're going off the cliff of the Grand Canyon. What happened?
I went off the cliff at Banff, too. So I've almost died 13 times. What happened in the Grand Canyon, it was a very snowy day. It was the Christmas vacation, and we had taken our children to Mexico and coming back from being at Disneyland. And the road was very close to the edge of the cliff, and there was a car coming towards us. And he was, because of the snow covered the center line, he was kind of driving in the middle, so to speak. And so it was a decision, do we go around him from the left or do we go around this guy coming from us from the right? And it seemed practical because most roads have shoulders. And so I said, well, let's just go around the right, thinking we'd be on a shoulder. Well, we weren't on a shoulder. We were on the edge of the cliff and went off. Slid off as you applied the brakes, the car slid. And it slid right off the cliff. And so as we were getting help, the ranger scratched his head and said, this is the worst accident we've ever had where everyone came out without a scratch.
Wow, that's quite a story. It's been a long time since I've been to the Grand Canyon and driven around it. Logically, you wouldn't think the road would get you right next to the edge of the cliff there. But obviously
well,
you
I
did.
Was on
it
a,
did.
I was,
you went off.
I was on a trip several years later, and as we were coming through the Grand Canyon again, this is like several years later, all of a sudden, energy-wise, I said, this is where the accident happened, and I looked over, and the road had been moved. The National Park, obviously, had changed the road, so there was a big, wide area between the road and the cliff now, so that's not going to happen to anybody else, so don't be afraid to drive the road on the south end of the park.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I'm not surprised at that. All right, let me ask you one of I'm going to get to your books in a minute. Let me ask you a question about your ability to help people connect with people who've gone on to the other side. How do you do that? How did you know you could do that, and when did that begin with you?
Well, that's an interesting story. I was taking a class of how to do past life regression. And it was a very, very room full of a lot of high, high energy. And so as you're around that high energy, it lifts your energy. And I happened to start seeing people in the room that weren't, you know, they were a spirit rather than the human person sitting in the seat. And so I told one person, I said, well, who's this lady standing next to you? And I said, she has a message for you. And so she was very excited about that, told everybody in the class, of course, I had done that. And that was kind of the first time I expressed it in a way where it was out in the public rather than just doing it from, you know, hearing and handling it on my own personal basis. But it got promoted out there that I could do that. And people are very grateful when they are able to hear from their loved ones. I just had a lady show up this week that wanted to hear from her mother. She was going through some very difficult times, and the reassuring message from her mother, just she said, that's really what I needed to hear. She was so thrilled to find out that things were going to work out. So when you connect with the other side, it is very beneficial and very supportive.
I can imagine that. I just would assume it's very, very difficult to do that. I could hold a whole half-hour discussion with you on that subject alone. Another thing you do is help people discover what their past lives were. Is it true? I've heard people say that we've all had past lives. Some people, 50 past lives, even more. We can't remember them, but we've lived it. Is that right? Tell me.
That's exactly right. We're all spiritual beings having a human experience, and our human experience is here on the planet at this point in time, as we've been in other planets at other times. And so everybody's had many, many experiences to, we came from source and we're returning to source, but you can't do that in one jump, so to speak. So it takes evolution or spiritual growth or however you want to define that to raise your consciousness into that higher consciousness. And each time you come back with a higher perception of what life's about and who you are, and you grow back into the real you.
Why can't we remember those past lives?
Because,
how do you answer that?
Because they are so many and so sometimes so devastating that if your focus was on that, you couldn't handle your life right now. So it is purposely done to narrow your focus for what are you trying to accomplish in this life. Then as you get higher and higher in your understanding and awareness of that, you start doing and getting glimpses of past lives. They'll start coming back into you, but you have to get over, you might say, the hurdles of why you're here in the first place for this particular life. As you come back each time, there's a script, and the angels on the other side help you write the script of what you're going through in this lifetime, because those are the lessons that are the next ones that need to be handled and appropriately dealt with. And then when you get into a space where you are taking care of, so to speak, business, then you are more easily accessed. This is what's happened to me anyway. Then the past lives started showing up, and then when I got training for doing past life regression, we worked with each other to practice, and then I learned a lot about my other past lives besides, because I was doing it with somebody who knew what they were doing.
You know, that's so fascinating. How many past lives have you had that you know of what you did?
I've been told I have 650. Most people
wow.
have over 1,000 past lives. It's not an easy trip to go back to spirit and go back to our origin of where we came from, source. And so it's like doing it one bit, you know, you can't eat an elephant all at once. You do it one bite at a time. So as we come back down to earth, each time we're just taking another little bite of what we need to learn, and then it all comes together and makes, it's like a picture puzzle. Each piece will finally fit together, and you'll get the whole picture.
Amazing. I really want to know about your books. We've talked before, but haven't talked about a lot about your books. When did you sit down and start writing books? Tell me about the first
one.
Well,
I didn't plan to write books exactly, because going through school, English was not my top. I was a straight-A student, but that wasn't in English. And so I never in my wildest imagination thought I'd ever become a writer or an author. But I do want to preface, my books are about spiritual growth, but also if you are understanding quantum physics, it's the same thing. So some people are turned off by the spiritual aspect, which is not religious. Spiritual energy is loving, pure energy, pure love. Or quantum physics has their terminology, which corresponds to spiritual. So whichever aspect works for the person reading the book, it's all about raising our energy into that pure consciousness. So if you're listening to Tesla's quote, he said, if you want to understand the universe, it's about energy, vibration, and frequency. So my books take you through the necessary steps of acquiring that energy in the universe. Is also called consciousness or collective consciousness, or, you know, higher power, however different people use for their terms. And so if you understand that consciousness is within us all, and then it's at different vibrations. The lower vibrations are the fear-based vibrations, and the higher vibrations and frequencies are the love. So what we're doing is we're transitioning in from the fear to the love, and all my books are based on how to transition into higher consciousness, which then you can see from a love-based person, love-based eyesight, that all is good, rather than continue to live in the fear and the victimization, the trauma, and all the negativity that comes from having a low vibration. So we're all growing towards and back to our source. So all my books are based on that. And I was writing, how my books got started was I was writing in a writing class, poetry, and my teacher was a publisher, and she offered to publish my first book, Roses Have Thorns. And when I realized how, you know, about what publishing was about and how to get involved, she was very helpful with that. I went ahead, and then as I started becoming channeling, which my channeling's on my YouTube, I started getting information through the channeling, and one particular day, I was channeling from Saint Germain, and at the end of the channeling, I was told that I would put that information in a book, and that book was The Real Meaning of 2012. And it describes the dimensions. We were created and put into third dimension of that energy of the universe, which has fear and love, but we have been programmed in the fear for over 2,000 years. I explained the history of that in my last book, A Spark of Truth. But to understand that we have third dimension and we're growing into fourth dimension, which is God consciousness, and then we go on into fifth dimension, which is Christ consciousness, and we can move through those stages of growth. What we're doing is we're maturing. Christ consciousness is having the consciousness of a mature adult who's gone past all the fear. And there's a story about a man who went to visit Michelangelo, and he says, "How do you know what to chip away?" And Michelangelo says, "Well, I just chip away at the parts that aren't David. And all my books are helping you to chip away through those different dimensions, coming out of third dimension into fourth and then hopefully into fifth dimension, and you become the true person who you were meant to be."
Is it important to have read your first book, or can you pick up any of the books and understand them? Like, for example, one of your books, this may have been your third book, I guess, called Road to Success. What do you mean by that, Road to Success? What kind of success?
Well, the success is having a connection internally with your higher creator. I call it prime creator. And so when you learn how to move into that higher connection, that's your success. It's not how many bucks you have in the bank. It's not the fanciest house on the street. It's not the greatest job to impress everybody. It's your, are you connected with the inner being of who you truly are? That's really what your success is. And in that book, there are stories of how you can live your life being in that connection rather than staying in the old fear, but moving past. Some people will say, well, you're a failure because it didn't work. No, it was an example of how you could move forward. My story about that is Edison had 999 tries to create the electric light bulb, but he didn't stop with that. He did it again. And guess what? With his next try, we did get the electric light bulb. So just because you think you are a failure, because you think you can't move forward and do better, that's not, we've been programmed to stay in limited thinking instead of moving forward out of our box, moving out of the box into the truth of life is limitless. And so we don't have to stay limited from old messages that kept us there.
Very interesting. We're talking to Marilyn Redman, she's this amazing lady who does so many different things. You know, your books have your name on it, and that you have a number of letters behind your name. Define them for me. It's Marilyn L. Redman, B-A-C-H-T and I-B-R-T. I know what the B-A is. What's C-H-T?
Well, CHT, I've changed that to say ABA, American Board of Hypnotherapy. Certified is for the C. Hypnotherapy, CHT, therapist. But I also am on the American Board of Hypnotherapy, so I've changed those letters. And then IBRT is International Board for Regression Therapy. That's where I do the past life. And also in regression, you can go back and actually heal medical problems through your consciousness, because most illnesses come from your emotions. They aren't really what medicine tells you. That's a superficial way to solve your medical problems. So you can go into the body and you can connect with your inner child. You can connect with your body consciousness. You can connect with your past lives, as I learned. And so regression therapy is a very deep state of meditation. And when you're in that altered state, you bypass the ego and you go straight to your heart where the truth and the genuine information is being sent to you or delivered, and you get a knowing or an understanding, or things come into your life to give you answers.
Wow. Do you mean somebody who might have been suffering from backaches for most of their life can get rid of those backaches by doing this kind of work with you, going to back in their life?
It's
possible.
Yeah. I have healed my own medical problems through spiritual answers, down deep, finding out where they came from. When you address the origin of when it started, then you don't have symptoms to medicate. So I help people in the regression to go back to, where did you feel this the first time? And we go back and heal it with loving resolutions. And as I had one person come in, which is a story I told on the video I just recently made, but the bottom line was, she came back and she says, I don't need my thyroid medicine anymore. So it's a matter of finding out where it came from, and your body will even tell you the healing information. And she went home in this case and followed directions, and several months later came back and said, we were still working, and came back and said, I don't need my medication anymore. So it is possible if people are open to that.
How do you decide on the subject to put in a book? I mean, you've written so many books. For example, Finding Reality Beyond Fear. What gave you the idea for this book, and what is it all about?
Well, that book actually is the follow-through from Paradigm Busters. In Paradigm Busters, I actually give you the process of how to move out of fear, the process step by step of how to look at it, deal with it, and resolve it. And in Paradigm Busters, Archangel Michael actually came to me and said, I want you to write this book, which is a crossover. It is coming from the information of the 12-step programs, but bringing it into everyday life. And so the follow-through of that book became Finding Reality Beyond Fear, because when you move out of your fear, you come into reality. Love is reality. So when you find reality because you're beyond the fear anymore, that book was the follow-through. And it actually takes you into Christ consciousness. So it shares, tells you how to live your life in the newer lifestyle of a love-based life, and then to progress even further into a higher consciousness where you moved into seeing things through the eyes of God, where everything is good. And you've heard of masters, you've heard of yogis and various different highly evolved spiritual beings. We all can do that. And it's a matter of, are you open, willing, and to do the work necessary so you are available emotionally inside to let that happen, to allow it to happen? We have been taught to stuff it and keep it down inside ourselves so we can't grow. That makes us more easily oppressed and manageable for those controlling the government, etc. So we've been taught not to look beyond what we've been taught, and when we move out of that box again, we can now have a life that is truly the life we were designed to create.
Tell me how you write these books. Do you just sit down and the words just flow out? Does it take you a long time to write a book? I gather you do this pretty quickly. Am I right?
Well, it's coming quicker all the time. There's a funny joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. Well,
right.
I've done this for so many years. I guess I've practiced enough that it comes very quickly and easily now. It didn't originally, but when I do sit down, I am directed, like my last book, you know, I was told where to go for the information. I did a lot of research to do A Spark of Truth, and there's a long bibliography to prove that in the end of the book. So, but every time I sat down, I really didn't know what I was going to write that day, but it would just show up. I'd end up on that situation writing what I needed to write or finding the information on the Internet that I needed to quote, and it would just happen. And it was like, as I was writing Finding Reality Beyond Fear, I didn't even know what was going to be in the second half of the book. I knew what was going to be in the first half because I was told. But the second half, I says, what's next? And it just showed up. It took me 25 years to write Paradigm Busters because as I was growing spiritually, it was coming to me. Archangel was giving it to me as I was learning that at the time. And then I came to a spot where I hadn't grown into the next part of the book to write it yet. So there was an intermediary time where I didn't write. And then all of a sudden I started getting the information again and I finished the book. So it's an inner knowing, and it just seems to flow, like you mentioned. I'm very fortunate that way, because it's not me writing the books at all. It comes from spirit.
Well, I gather that's your story, Paradigm Busters. I mean, reading a description, it says Marilyn's story is almost unbelievable and inspirational to many who have medical and relationship problems. You transformed her life. Is it your story, or are you writing about someone named Marilyn? Tell me.
No, yeah, it is my story. In Paradigm Busters, the first chapter is my story, and then the rest of this book is how I actually, it's the hands-on part of how did I actually move out of those past situations of domestic violence, addictions, mental illness, trauma, lots of abuse. You know, how did I move out of those situations? So each chapter after my story is the steps taken to grow beyond the fear that those situations caused and see it from a different point of view, a different understanding, realizing that each of those situations were opportunities for me to spiritually grow into a better connection, a stronger connection with my higher power. So as I wrote each chapter, my spiritual growth was actually growing at the time.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Marilyn's books. By the way, Marilyn, I assume they can get the books through your website, or where else? Are they available, you know, like in bookstores or Amazon? How about that?
Well, they're all available on Amazon, and I have a blog where they're available. It's called MarilynRedmondBooks.blogspot.com. And I have 190 videos on YouTube that describe a lot of what we're talking about today. And Barnes & Noble does have my books on the Internet. So there's a variety of ways. And if people Google me, my name will show up.
You stopped mid-sentence there. I was going to ask you, you have 190 videos on YouTube? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Really?
I was
what
fortunate. Well, quite a few of them are my channeling. When I was doing channeling, people were coming to my home, and we taped them. And then I've done interviews like you, Doug, with you and Jim Masters. I've done other interviews and also lectures that have been videoed and so forth. So whatever is available that I've accomplished or happen to be able involved in, I try to get it on a video. People need to hear. A lot of my videos are also my speaking at situations where I've, you know, shared my story but my answers. And the more people are aware and have access that they can do it too. If I can come through all the trauma and drama that I experienced and all the illnesses and problems, you know, life is not to be lived in misery and suffering. Life is to be enjoyed, and that's very important. And my last book, A Spark of Truth, actually explains how we got put into this predicament of being programmed in fear. It started back in 325 AD at the Nicene Creed, and was created at that time from the Nicaea Council. And that's been promoted through religion and picked up later through government and education.
Marilyn?
Yes?
Marilyn, I got to interrupt you now. We're running out of time, but I want everybody to know that you have a great website, angelicasgifts.com. If you go there, there's a connection where you can get to the list of all of Marilyn's books, and you'll find out how to get in touch with her if you're interested. She's a fascinating lady. Your story is amazing, Marilyn. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. I could talk to you for 2 hours. You know, it would be fun. I wish we had more time, but we don't. That'll do it for this edition, and thanks again for being here. We've enjoyed it very much. Thanks, Marilyn.
Have a great day.
You have been
Bye-bye.
Listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
And you bet we hope you do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care. Bye for now.